September 27th, 1942, Passaic, New Jersey. With war in Europe raging, swing band leader Glenn Miller plays his last concert as a civilian. Though he was 38 years old and one of the most popular recording artists of his day, Miller had nonetheless begged to enlist in the Army, claiming that he could trombone a man to death in 30 seconds. But the Army would not allow him to join a combat platoon, insisting instead that he merely play music. The Army's position was founded on two ideas, common enough to their time, though embarrassing to recount now. First, they were convinced that Miller's jazz sounds would whip the GIs into a murderous fervor, just like the Negro whose music it was. Tsk, tsk. And second, they were convinced that hand-to-hand death tromboning was a thing of the past, now that the Germans were working on their atomic bassoon. Both assumptions we now know were horribly, horribly wrong. It happened today in the past.